Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork One and Other. The date today is the 28th of August 2009 and the time is 7:25 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
Okay, hi, I'm Rachel Hazel Warren, I'm 19 and I come from Ascot.
Lovely. And how are you today?
Tired but good.
First of all, can I ask you, what was it that motivated you to take part in One Another?
I just saw it on the news and just typed in the web address, thought it might be cool to apply for it. Didn't actually think I'd get a place, but did, so, yeah.
And then when you found out that you had got a place, how did you decide how to spend your hour on the plinth?
I went on Facebook, I put in my status I was on the plinth and asked people for ideas basically. And just really only decided in the last few days what I was going to do.
And what did you settle on?
I'm going to have a nice little picnic, so I've got a rug, food, I've got a little teddy bear, and I've got a little sign that says a temporary phone number on it, so people can like call and text me while I'm up there.
Okay. And why did you decide to do this?
Just thought it'd be fun. I want to experience lots of things, and I thought, this is something I've got to try.
Can I ask you to say a little bit about how you're feeling now about going up there, because it's quite imminent that you'll be on the plinth.
Yeah, I'm really nervous actually now. I mean, it's going to be pretty busy by the time I go up there apparently, so I've got to have all these people watching me. It's just a bit nervous but exciting at the same time.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No. I don't think there's really been anything like this before though, so
Are you used to kind of doing things in public or performing in any way?
Not particularly. Been in a few shows at school, but that's about it.
Can I ask you to say a little bit about you as a person now, maybe starting with your background or your upbringing?
Oh, my upbringing. Nothing particularly exciting. I was brought up in North Ascot, moved about 4 times just in North Ascot. Parents divorced when I was about 6 and I have this awesome stepdad now, so that's all cool. I'm a student at University College London studying Egyptian archaeology, which is just so fun, and everyone always goes to me, why are you doing that? There's nothing left in Egypt to dig up. But there is, I'm telling you there is, and it's all going to be so great when I go there and discover it. And yeah.
Why did you decide to do Egyptian archaeology? What sort of took you in that direction?
I've got no idea what started it, but I've always been interested in archaeology, and the Romans just bore me to death, and Egypt is just the most fascinating culture, I think, so it made sense to do Egyptian archaeology.
And how are you enjoying university?
So much. So much. The nightlife in London is brilliant, the education is brilliant, I can't fault it in any way.
And do you hope to go into archaeology as a career after your degree?
I hope so. Whether or not we actually be able to go into it, I'm hoping to go to Egypt to dig, but I have to do a PhD before I get that far. So hopefully, yeah.
And what's Ascot like as a place to live?
It's all right. It's a bit quiet, a bit expensive, but the races are just so much fun, and I'm so proud to come from there. Just so I can say, I go to the races.
And who have you brought with you today?
My parents will be coming soon. I've got my boyfriend out there and I'll have some friends just turning up over the hour.
And what do they think about you taking part in One Another?
They're a little bit jealous. Like a couple of them have actually applied for it themselves and not got places. My mum thinks I'm crazy, she would not go up that high because she's scared of heights, but mainly they're jealous.
And what are your interests outside of studying?
I like singing a lot. I do a lot of singing and a bit arty. That's about it. I just like going out and having fun, really.
Do you sing in any groups or solo?
I used to sing in groups and choirs and stuff, did a couple of musicals, just local musicals. Yeah.
And what about your ambitions for your future? What are they?
My ambitions? Oh gosh. I don't really give much thought to it. I just, more than anything, I just want to end up happily married with a family. Sounds a little cliche and boring, but that's all I really want, just to be happy.
And what are you hoping to get out of this experience today, do you think?
Just a fun time. At the end of the day, just to see London from a different perspective.
And did you, how did you choose what to wear? Is there any kind of special significance?
None at all, I just wanted to wear something pretty.
Okay, is there anything else that you'd like to add about taking part in one another today?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, thank you very much.
No worries, thanks.